AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning has decided to call it quits after 18 years in the NFL. AP Pro Football writer Arnie Stapleton reports Manning had a rough year even as the Broncos went on to win Super Bowl 50.
Peyton went from being, you know, this five-time MVP, one of the greatest quarterbacks, if not the greatest quarterback in history, to being a backup for the first time in his life, a scouting quarterback for the first time in his life.
Manning leaves the game as the only starting quarterback to win Super Bowls with two different teams. He is also the league's passing leader and the winningest starting quarterback. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump, in a recorded interview on CBS Face the Nation, says a third-party candidacy plays into the hands of the Democrats, either Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders.
A third party means absolutely they will have four or five very liberal judges appointed, as opposed to four or five very conservative judges. So I think it's really playing with fire.
Clinton will debate Bernie Sanders this evening in Flint, Michigan. She was on Face the Nation as well.
There is no basis for that. It's a security review. I'm delighted that he has agreed to cooperate, as everyone else has. And I think that we'll be moving toward a resolution of this.
Clinton saying that she had no problem with one of her former top aides being granted immunity from prosecution in the investigation of her use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. At least 47 people are dead in a truck bombing at an Iraqi military checkpoint some 60 miles south of Baghdad. The AP's Ashraf Khalil reports this is just the latest in a string of attacks.
This comes as part of a spike in violence in Iraq that has killed at least 158 people in a series of deadly bombings on crowded marketplaces, funerals, and security checkpoints.
This is AP Radio News. There is the fear that freedom of the press is under attack in Turkey. Today's edition of the Zaman, the country's largest newspaper, had a decidedly pro-government stance since police stormed the building and put government-friendly trustees in charge on Friday. Troops have put up barricades and have used tear gas and water cannons to drive away protesters from the newspaper offices. 6 inches of rain has already fallen parts of Northern California as the first of two strong storms continued through the day today. Rain should spread to Southern California and into the Northwest as well. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says another storm will hit overnight into tomorrow.
There'll be a continuation of kind of a wet pattern across the West Coast, and at least the Northern Sierras look like they'll pick up another, perhaps a couple of feet of snow.
After the first storm clears the mountains, it's expected to pick up Gulf Coast moisture, leading to the chance for tornadoes later in the week in the Southeast and the Great Plains. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.